things. Move from that the way, Father God. You decrease in me, oh Father God, and you have the right of way. In me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and I thank you. I thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Right now, I'm going to be here and there.
All right.
Try to make it quick. Whew. Thank you, John. I need my help. Praise God. I'm coming from Daniel, the third chapter. Thank you, God.
Your mic.
Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of God whom height was 3 scores cubits and the breadth of 6 cubits, and he set it up in a plain of Dur in the province of the Babylon. I'm going to read it out of
which chapter again?
Number three.
King Nebuchadnezzar had a golden statue made 90 feet high and 9 feet wide, and he had set it up in the plain of Dur and the province of Babylon. Then the king gave order for all his officials to come together. The priests and the governor and the lieutenants and the commissioners and the treasurers and all his people. And I'm just going, because
right.
I'm trying to get through
all right,
this
all right.
And get as much as I can here.
All right.
Praise God.
To then Nebuchadnezzar, the king said, to gather together the prince, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the councils, the sheriffs, and the rulers of the provisions, province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Then the prince, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs and all of the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then Herald cried out aloud. That's good?
So we know right here, this Nebuchadnezzar, this king, he was powerful, a powerful king. And I'm going to paraphrase it to y'all. He got beside himself. He got high and lifted up. Since he knew how to do everything, he was over the military building big projects and everything. Help me out there. And how he was also associated with the hanging in the Garden of Babylon through the extended of the is belated by the historic. So we know that he was powerful, but he wasn't powerful through God. His knowledge of his power was, as king was made him a prophet. He thought he was all of that because he knew how to do this. And get things, get the job done.
All right.
And then right here today, I was thinking, we cannot worship nothing. Nothing but God. No houses, no people, no cars, or nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. Nobody God right. allows things to happen.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
And I thank you, praise God, Lord. Praise God how he let me know that he's first. Husband second.
All right, there you go.
Children's third.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Can't put nothing before God. Because God will get your attention.
What
way he'll let you know who he is. And he's above all. Everything. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His pride got him into trouble.
All right now.
Because he thought he was all the best in a bag of chips.
All right.
Yeah. So he got him in trouble. Praise God. And God had to constantly remind him that he was God. He was God.
Amen.
And that the king was not God. But he was the God of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
There are certain Jews whom those have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regard thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Come on now.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king.
Okay.
Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them,
Is
it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the clarinet, the flute, the harp, the and all kinds of music.
Okay.
Ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Keep going. All right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, you are not, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
All right.
I tell you, our God, who we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods.
All
right. Nor worship the golden image.
No golden image, and wasn't no worship.
You know it.
Like the others was, you know, uh-huh. They knew who they served. They served God. So the king got upset.
Yes, he did.
He got very fierce with them, and he ordered for them to be thrown in the fiery furnace. And they even heated up the fire even seven times more hotter than normal. So after he threw them in there in the fire, and they was wondering why their hair wasn't sizzling. Praise God, the clothes wasn't burning. Hallelujah! They was wondering, what's going on here? Did we, he asked the guards, did we throw them into the fiery furnace? And there's now a fourth one. Who is this fourth one?
Who is that?
Who is that that appeared in the fire with them? Right. No sizzling hair. No clothes burning. Right. You can't even smell it. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't even smell the
All right.
Praise God. That was Jesus.
You know, you
Jesus
know.
Came today.
Yes, he did.
That's why he knew us today.
Yes, he did.
When we in trouble,
thank you.
He said he would be with us in the trouble.
Yes.
Right. He would bring us out.
Praise
God. We ain't got to worry about nothing. All we got to do is trust him. Just like the Hebrew boys did.
You know,
they
trusted
God.
You know.
They said if he didn't come, they knew that he was able. And that's the way it is with us, saints. We know God said in his word, he'll never leave us, nor forsake us.
Yes, he did.
He said he will be with us until the end of the world.
Yes,
he did. We just got to trust him.
Praise God.
And abide in the word.
Yes.
So I was going to read, if I could have, four. My time is up. But I was going to do 4:20 through 37. Read through there a little bit. Y'all pray my point on in the book.
We thank the Lord. Let's give God a hand. Praise. Deliver us from the fire we burn.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Thank
you,
God.
That's just time we got tithes and offerings.
Thank you, God.
All right, get ready to
bring in all the tithes
to the storehouse.
That there may be meat in my house.
Prove me now herewith.
Said it the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven.
And pour you out a blessing.
That you don't have room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.